I'm not going to simply stand here and take this. She tried. Quincy set his lips. This is bullshit. I'm going home. She strode for the door. He still didn't say a word. She got the door open. She threw her coat over her arm with more force than necessary. And she realized for the first time that she wasn't looking out into the night. For all her bold words, her attention was focused behind her, in the room, on Quincy, who still stood quiet and motionless in the middle of the floor. So help me God, I'm interested in you. And some part of you is interested too. Call me back, she thought suddenly, wildly. That's what I needed to hear. I just didn't know it at the time, so call me back. One more time. I can't do it on my own. I've spent too long keeping everything under control. And I'm tired. And there was this man on my back deck last night in black, and you don't know what that did to me. The yellow-flowered fields, the smooth-flowing streams. She was crying. She felt the tears trickle down her cheeks, and it shamed her. She hated tears. Her mother had told her years ago there was no use in crying, and she'd been right. Tears didn't change a thing. Oh, God, they didn't change a thing. The yellow-flowered fields, the smooth-flowing streams. Call me back. Quincy remained silent, and then she realized she wasn't in the doorway anymore. She stood alone in the parking lot. Her coat was on and the hotel room door was shut. Once more, her subconscious was working faster than she was. The night was thick and cold around her. She looked up and counted the stars until the tears dried on her cheeks. The vast night in the vast world. She was probably one of the only people on the planet who was comforted by feeling small. Call me back. Rainey crawled into her patrol car. She realized there was crap all over her window. Someone had glued newspaper over the driver's side and written, "We'll show you justice, bitch." Rainey got out of the car. She used her keys to tear the love letter from her windshield. Night still silent. No movement from Quincy's room. She drove home.
This ends Disc 10.